hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. Lots going on out there. Are you buckled in? Are you buckled up? It's going to be a good episode. I can feel it in my bones, baby. Thank you for coming out to the shows. If you were in Fort Worth or Houston, great time was had over there in Texas. I'm headed back to Texas later this month, doing a weekend in Dallas and then a weekend in Tyler, Texas. I'll let you know where that is when I find out. Tomorrow night, I'm in West Nyack, New York at Levity Live. All show tickets are at heathershawcomedy.com. I'm not going to bore you with all of the cities up front. I'll do that at the end of the show. I'll list off all the cities. There's a bunch. Go to heathershawcomedy.com. Thank you for reviewing this podcast. I see you out there, everybody saying queef. I love it so much. I see you. I appreciate you. We're going to queef it up, baby. Queef Army. QA, like QAnon. People will think you're in QAnon, but it's just queefanon. We're the Queefanon Army, baby. Keep rating and reviewing this podcast and simply putting queef as your review. Let's confuse other users when they look up this podcast. I love it. You guys are really killing it out there. What are you, Casey Anthony? We'll get into her. Join the Patreon for every week you get an extra episode. Every single week. Personal things that are going on. I tell you about my travels across this beautiful country. I talked about what am I, fucking New Yorker now? I talked about getting coffee in Texas. I talk about my last episode. I talked about I got a new puppy. I feel like I'm Big Ange from Mob Wives. He's buying me a puppy. He just got out of prison. He did 20 years for murder. If you don't know what I'm talking about with that, you need to get with it. You need to get more chronically online. Look up Big Ange Puppy on TikTok. You'll thank me. You'll thank me later. Join the Patreon. It's only $3 a month starting at. You can choose what you want to pay, but every membership gets the same access. So it's really just how much you want to support a gay in these trying times in the LGBTQIA Disney Plus community. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy over there. Join. It's a fun community. It's building slowly but steady, baby. We're getting a queef army built to overtake this Trump government. That's what we're not going to do, but we'll be queefing. Thank you so much for listening through all those announcements. I know I'd always do them up top, but we just got to get out of the way. And now we can get into one of the best shows ever. I'm so excited for all the things I'm going to talk about. Casey Anthony is on TikTok. Casey Anthony is on TikTok. I repeat, innocent Casey Anthony, beloved mother, former mother. What is like, are you always a mother if one of your kids dies by your hands? I understand if you had a kid and the kid passed away, you're always going to be a mother. But what if you took the kid's life? Do you get to still call yourself a mother? What do you think Casey Anthony does? What do you think she does on Mother's Day? Do you think she gets herself a card, or do you think she just goes, "Yeah, I don't know what that's like. Can't relate. I did it for 3 years and then I tapped out. I retired from being a mother. After 3 years, I couldn't take it anymore." I don't know. It's like a widow. Like is it like a widow version of a mother? What is she? Is she a mother? She can't be a mother. An ex-mother? A former mother? I don't know. I wonder what her title is. We really gotta reach out to Casey Anthony on Mother's Day and say, how do you celebrate? Do you celebrate? Is this your day? On Father's Day, even when she had the baby, even when Kaylee was alive, I don't think they celebrated Father's Day. I don't know if she knew who the father was. I mean, she barely cared about Mother's Day, I'm sure. But she's on social media now. I don't know if it's her actual... It's a little convoluted. I can't really tell. I tried to do some research on it. And by research, I meant I went to the account on TikTok where her video had been posted. It's clearly a video that Casey Anthony posted to be put out on social media. I just don't know if it was posted. It seemed like she was promoting. I couldn't watch the whole video. So this is Cliff Notes Central right here. It seemed like she was promoting her Substack. Which is kind of like a Patreon for journalism. It's kind of like a membership subscription service for people who write pieces kind of thing, I believe. I'm not super... I don't really know Substack too well, but it seemed like she was promoting her Substack. I don't know if she went in and created a TikTok account. Kaylee's mother, 29, the age she, you know, was when she stopped being a mother. I don't know if she went in there. I think the account's name is Casey Anthony Substack. So maybe she did. I can't imagine she has a team. She definitely doesn't have any industry team. She doesn't have a manager. She doesn't have a publicist. I mean, you know, I don't know who her team, maybe her parents and a fucked up neighbor who's doing bath salts during the day and then hops on over to Casey Anthony's apartment. She can't be living in a house. She's got to be in an apartment building. I don't know what she does for work. This is her foray into, I guess, social media, which is like, we like Gypsy Rose coming on because we give Gypsy Rose a hall pass. She was abused. Casey Anthony allegedly murdered her 3-year-old. And a lot of people make good points online. Even, let's just live in fantasy land, even if Casey Anthony didn't murder her child, I like that she, after she was found not guilty, just did not do any follow-up work to find out what happened to her child. If her child was murdered by the hands of somebody else, or murdered at the hands of somebody else, or if anything happened, she just kind of let it go. She said, anyways, moving on. Oh well, it's in the past. R.I.P. Kaylee. Yeah, she is, she put out a video, it's very funny video. If you are on social media, on my social media, you saw me stitch it. It starts off in her car, she's posting in her car, which probably is where she lives. Let's be real, what is she doing for a living? Who's giving her a paycheck? I don't even know if, like, an Applebee's would be like, you're hired. You know what I mean? That's a big gamble to hire Casey Anthony to be your food runner. Casey, the toilet's clogged up. Can you take care of it like you did your daughter? I don't know what she does for work. She starts off the video. She's in her car. She's sweaty because she's in Florida. I get it. I used to live in Florida. I was around... I've got Casey Anthony stories. We're going to really get into it here because I was living in Orlando during the disappearance of her daughter. During the trial, I was there. I was on ground zero, baby. I drove by Casey Anthony's parents' house right after they had found Kaylee. And they found Kaylee like a block away from her parents' house, I believe, in a bag or something by a tree. I think that's right. I could be very wrong. I don't read up on this case. I just remember I was in Orlando. It was out by Goldenrod. If you're familiar with Orlando, it's kind of near like UCF, the University of Central Florida. That's where she lived. It was like Colonial, they called it, 50, Colonial and Goldenrod. She lived out there. And I was a morbid teenager. Maybe I was 20. I don't remember. I was what, 2000? I don't remember the year. I was probably, you know, an early college student. I remember riding out there with my friends, and it was just like police trucks all around her parents' house, and then there was a huge memorial by a tree. Maybe it was just the tree that they had found evidence on, or I don't really remember, but there were a bunch of, you know, stuffed animals. It's very odd that people leave stuffed animals for a dead child. Those animals aren't getting to that kid. You know what I mean? I don't mean to be dark about it, but it never made sense to me. I don't know what you leave. You know, what do you leave? Maybe some flowers. Flowers, you know, something that can go back into the ground that you leave it on. Because when you leave a stuffed animal on a tree, that's bad for nature. That's bad for the environment. Somebody's going to have to just pick that up and throw it out. Very odd. But she starts off in her car sweating because she's in Florida. And she goes, whew, I swear, this is how she starts it off. Whew, jeez, I am like sweating to death. Girl, don't put death in any of your words, Miss Murder. Don't say you are sweating to death. We wish you were. We wish you were sweating to death, slowly, painfully. Oh, we'd love to just burn you alive. But that's how she starts it off. And then she goes into, hi, I'm Casey Anthony. For those of you who don't know me, now stop right there. We know you, bitch. You don't have to introduce yourself to this class. We know you, bitch. We fucking know you, bitch. You think enough time has passed? That our memory, we've had so many traumatic experiences happen to us since Kaylee Anthony's murder. But we know you, bitch. You are infamous. You're infamous. You will never live a normal life. I don't know where you're going to have willful, gainful employment. I don't know who's going to take you in and put you on their fucking, you know, W-2s. I don't know. But we know who you are. Like, girl, you don't have to introduce yourself. But she introduces herself as Casey Anthony, and she goes, I have, I can't even, it's crazy. I swear she says this, go watch the video. I stitch it on my TikTok. She goes, I have been in the legal field since 2011. When you were on trial, bitch? Is that when you're calling, you've been in the legal field since your trial began for the murder of your child? I love that rebrand. That is smart. That's a good rebrand. Oh, past experiences include long days in a courtroom. I understand how jury selection works. I could tell you the courtroom proceedings from front to back and side to side. I've lived it. I might as well be a judge. Yeah, she's been in the legal field since her fucking trial for murder. And then she goes on to say that she's really into legal advocacy work. I don't know why. I guess she wants to help other guilty people get off. I mean, is that her MO? I mean, she should be really going into defense. Obviously she's on the prosecution side. I don't know. Is she like the Trevor Project for like bad mothers? If you are a mother who has ended your own child's life because they were so fucking annoying and got in the way of your partying, hit me up. I'll be your fucking advocate. We're going to get you off. We're going to weave a wild web of lies. We're going to blame it on your dad. Just say he touched you funny. Say your dad touched you funny. Bring cops during your interrogation, bring them to a room at Universal Studios because you have a key there because you worked for another company that works with Universal Studios. I know that because I worked for that company. Sidebar. We'll get into it. Bring the cops into that weird fucked up room at Universal Studios and then right as you're about to open the door that you don't have access to, be like, okay, I'm sorry, I lied. I don't work here. It totally works every time. I'm your advocate, Casey Anthony. And then she goes on to say that she is a huge proponent of the LGBTQ community, to which I say, we're good, bitch. We're so fucking good. We don't need you. Please. We do not need you, girl. You can go be homophobic. Go be homophobic, girl. We're so good. Please fight for our rights to be stripped, bitch. Please show up to straight pride parades. We do not need you. We do not need Casey Anthony to be an ally. We don't need to add a murderer to the mix. No, 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 no. They already think gay people groom children. Now we want them to think they kill them too. Please, girl. You are not an ally. We do not need you in the LGBTQIA Disney Plus community. We do not need you judging on Drag Race. Marinda, you slayed the competition just like I slayed my daughter. I mean, we don't need it, girl. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Casey Anthony being like the, what is it? Like at Pride Parade? I wouldn't know. I don't go to these things. At Pride Parades, it's just because I don't drink and do drugs. I like gay people. I love them so much. I am one. But I'm not going to a day party where I just have to see, you know, men in banana hammocks, I'm good. But they have like the parade float captains. I don't know what they're fucking called. The people on the floats that are like, this is the general of the pride parade. I don't fucking know what they're called. I need to get in touch with my community. I'm not great at it sometimes. Casey Anthony should be leading one of those floats. Let's see what happens. She'll get egged. People will throw eggs at her, prep their last popper. Just Casey Anthony at the fucking pride parade. Yeah, it's very odd. It's very odd that she's hopping on social media. I don't know what she's trying to, you know, it might be a grift. She must have like no money. I don't know how she survives. I don't know how she makes friends. And this is a good hell. This is a hell that she should be living. You know, she'd probably be thriving more in prison. She'd make friends. She could have sleepovers. She'd be having great lesbian sex. She could, you know, lead a book club, a therapy group for mothers who are grieving the loss of their kids that they killed. You know, she could be doing a lot in prison. And I think it's ironic that her freedom is not so free. She's not, and that's what she deserves. If she's going to be out in the real world, she's going to be dogged for the rest of her days. I'm so surprised that she's just living. I've heard stories and rumors from people in Florida that they've seen her out. She tried to do like photography. She tried to get into photography, which is like, okay, girl, what's next? You want to be a nurse or a real estate agent? Pick your poison. That's what you know. And they've seen her out at bars and stuff, but I think she keeps a pretty low profile. There's plenty of men that would stick it in her still. Men are gross. You know, I mean, back in Thanksgiving, remember I was talking about guys were fucking the turkeys? They'll fuck Casey Anthony. Turkey or Casey Anthony? That's my next question when I hang out with my guy friend this week. When I see my friend Tom, I'm going to say, would you rather fuck a dead turkey or Casey Anthony? I'll let you know what he says. Probably both. My Casey Anthony story. Let's get into it. All right, let me set the scene. I was living in Orlando. I had just started doing stand-up comedy. It was probably 2014. I was mid-20s, probably 25, 26 years old. Started working as like admin assistant bullshit job at this company, which I'm not going to name, but this company who essentially did roller coaster photography for the major theme parks in the area. So Universal, Disney World was a big client. Universal was a huge client. And then some other theme parks throughout the country, a lot of Six Flags, things like that. So the company that I was an admin assistant at just kind of engineered the roller coaster photography. You know, when you go down like a big drop on a roller coaster and it takes your photo and it captures it, we were implementing those systems to take the photos. Maybe that's why Casey Anthony got into photography, because she had this job. So my first week there, I was sitting at my desk. And I was just rummaging through the drawers, as you do as a bored admin assistant, you know, and I found a picture of what I thought was a pregnant Casey Anthony standing next to my boss. And it was like a test shot, because we had to do a lot of test shots, because you're testing out the you know, photographic systems and everything. You're testing out the cameras. So it was like in front of a green screen. And it was Casey Anthony clearly pregnant, holding her belly. And I was like, what the fuck? Now, let me see, before I go on with this story, when was the whole Casey Anthony thing? When was her trial? Because I'm trying to see how long was that. So that was like 2010, 2011. She went on trial 2011. Isn't that so funny? That she's like, yes, I have so much. I've been in the legal field since 2011. Anyways, yeah, so this was about 3 years after her trial. So I get this picture and I go to one of my coworkers and I'm like, hey, is this fucking Casey Anthony? Now, I knew Casey Anthony. She lives in Orlando. This was an Orlando story. I was in Orlando the entire time of the story. And I said, is this Casey Anthony, a pregnant Casey Anthony? And this coworker goes, yeah, oh, nobody told you? She used to work here. Actually, she worked at the desk you're working at now. And I was like, what the fuck? I've told this story online. It's always a little weird because, I mean, Casey Anthony probably has nothing, so she could probably try to sue me. But this is a true story. But I'm going to say that everything in this is alleged. What coworkers told me about her, all alleged. Okay. This is just a story that happened to me, and whether you want to believe it or not, sure. So I said to her, I said to my coworker, I said, you got to tell me everything. You got to fucking tell me everything. What the fuck? So Casey used to work at this job. She worked at the job before her pregnancy and then a bit during. So when she first got pregnant, she did not tell anybody, and everyone in the office was noticing that she was pregnant. Like, they were like, oh, she's definitely pregnant, but she hasn't said anything. So, like, nobody brought it up because, you know, it's, you know, you want to be professional. So for the first, I think it was the first 3 to 5 months of Casey's pregnancy, she told everyone in the office that she just had a cyst. So right away, she's denying, you know, it's almost like Casey Anthony can't believe that she's pregnant and, like, doesn't want to live in reality with it and want to deny and brush it under the rug until she has to deal with it. So for the first 3 to 5 months of her pregnancy, she just told everybody in the office that she just had a bad cyst. A cyst that keeps on growing in her uterus. So then by 6 months, she came into the office and told everybody, actually, I just want to let you guys know that I'm pregnant. And they were like, yeah, no shit. Thank you so much. No shit. And I said, okay, well, what was she like as a person? And they said she was really nice, but they did notice that she was a major pathological liar. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they'd say, okay, you could go out to lunch with her and you could watch her eat a hamburger. And then you'd go back into the office and somebody else would say, hey, what'd you guys do for lunch? What'd you have? And Casey would say, oh, I had a salad. It was just blatant lies like that that she was very comfortable saying. They said that she was, for no reason, a pathological liar. Like, they noticed that. That was something they noticed. Allegedly. This could all be fantasy. Huh? Don't sue me, Casey. I have nothing. I don't even have a daughter like you. Okay. What else? She abruptly quit. They never got confirmation who the father was. She never talked about it. She quit her job abruptly, and a few weeks after she quit her job, her dad came into the office looking for her, saying, hey, is Casey here? And they said, no, she hasn't. And he said, where is she? And they had to tell him that she hadn't worked in that office for at least 2 weeks. And he was like, ugh, like, not surprised, just kind of disappointed. It was like, oh, okay, great, thank you. So that's another thing. Probably was telling her parents that she was working, wasn't actually working, you know, things like this. So that's really the gist of it. That was the most tea I got that I remember. I mean, this was, what, 11 years ago now? Almost 11 years ago that this happened to me? I do have a photo of the photo. I still have that photo. It will be with me forever. I don't know if I can legally post it. I don't know if I have online. I think I made a TikTok once talking about this story, but I don't know if I ever post. I may have posted the picture. I don't know the legality of it. I could probably talk to my fiance about it. I don't know the legality of, I would definitely have to blur out my boss's face just because, out of respect for her. She was a great boss. Shout out to Renee. But yeah, I don't know the legality of posting an old picture of Casey Anthony, who was very visibly pregnant, cradling her pregnant belly in a photo, smiling. Very creepy stuff. And I was like, why did nobody tell me that, like, during the interview? By the way, you're going to be sitting at Casey Anthony's desk. I would be like, please hire me. Please. I'll do it for free. Fantastic. But that also made sense why she brought the cops into the Universal building, because we did have access to park. Not me, but, like, the engineers, the project managers, they had access to these parks because they had to go in overnight and install things. And so I don't know what Casey did at that job. I don't think she was just an admin. She could have been maybe like a project manager or a project management, administrative assistant for project management, where she would have had access to these buildings. But I mean, she got into the building and she led those cops down the hallway before she turned around and was like, just kidding. So that made sense. That after I, you know, put that together, I was like, that's how she was able to get into the Universal building. Very fascinating stuff. It's a weird connection that I have. I don't really have a connection with Casey Anthony, but I'll always have that photo. I think if you want that photo, I will. I think I'll get away with DMing people. If you DM me on Instagram and say I need that photo, I think I'm okay with sending it to you. But I don't know if I trust you people not to post it publicly. That's the other issue. So I don't know. I'd like you guys to see it. I think it's very funny, but I don't know. Skin is just falling from my face. I'm so dry. Talking about Casey Anthony gets me so fucking dry. I was trying to make a bit that was like, I don't know, every time Casey Anthony passes by a mirror, she finds her daughter's killer. Or something like that. I'm trying to work out a bit. Like, if Casey Anthony wants to really find who killed her daughter, she just has to first find a mirror. How about that, huh? Tweet that, bitch. All right, what the fuck were the Oscars? I don't watch the Oscars. I have a life to live. It's also on a Sunday night. I just got a puppy. I'm very preoccupied. I can't be worried about what Adrien Brody Holocaust film is winning this year. Adrien Brody just wins an Oscar for a Holocaust movie like every 20 years. It's so funny. And then he gives like the worst speech. He's a very cringy guy. And you know who he's dating or married to? I think he's just dating her. He's dating Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife. She did nothing wrong, but I don't know if I'd want that. I don't know. It's not that she's tainted. It's just, I don't know if I can get over every time I look at her or try to kiss her, I just see Harvey Weinstein humping her to death. I don't like that. It was very cringy. There was Emilia Perez. Is that what the movie's called? I never watched it because I don't care. First of all, it's a musical, so it's already hard for me to get into. Yeah, it's Emilia Perez. That's what it's called. It's hard for me to watch musicals. I watched Wicked because my fiance really wanted to watch it, and I'm a good partner. And I had fun watching it. It was actually a great film. But I'm not going to watch Emilia Perez. I'm not even going to hate watch it. Like, I just can't. Every clip I see of it, I'm like, how did this get nominated for anything? How did this even get recognized beyond, you know, fucking TikToks making fun of it? It's very odd. I don't know what backdoor deals went on to get some Oscars for this, but I can tell you that Emilia Perez has set trans people back 200 years. The making of Emilia Perez is a huge blow to the trans community. And I have not even seen the film. One of the, Emilia Perez won Best Original Song or something, and the winners went up on stage and started singing the song. She seemed very drunk. There was a blind item that said she was very drunk. And that would check out, because she just got up there and was like, Emilia, Emilia Perez, trans lady, trans man, Emilia. I was like, put this fucking dog down. Holy shit. I give the Oscar to anybody else. What is this? It was just a cringe fest. Everybody attached to Emilia Perez is cringy. Remember Carla Maria Sofia Gascon, the racist trans actress? She was there. Zoe Saldana won. Zoe Saldana, she won, which I liked her, but if she's going to win an Oscar, make it for Avatar. That was way more fun. Demi Moore lost, so there is no God. Demi Moore swept all of the awards at every other fucking ceremony. And then when it comes to the one golden statue that she deserves, they give it to fucking Mikey Madison. I don't know who Mikey Madison is. I have yet to see Anora. I know that it's my fault. Anora, to me, just sounds like a prescription medicine that I would see an ad for. You know what I mean? Side effects may include killing your 3-year-old daughter. Bye. Ask your doctor about Anora today. But I do want to watch it. I heard it's good. My fiance said it's pretty good. But yeah, Demi Moore lost. She's never going to fucking... maybe she will be nominated again, but I don't know. This was her year. I want to see Demi win. She has to deal with Bruce Willis. Not deal with, but, you know, she does. That's a lot. You can't give her an Oscar. I mean, The Substance was an amazing film. It was my favorite film of 2024. By far. She should have won, and it really would have lifted up a genre horror. Genre horror? What? Girl, you dyslexic. The horror genre. If she would have won an Oscar for a quote-unquote horror film, horror, H-O-R-R-O-R, not the other one. not Casey Anthony. If she would have won an Oscar for that, maybe the Academy would start taking seriously some horror movies. I know like 90% of them are awful, but there are some really good ones out there. The Descent should have been recognized back when it was made in 1912. I don't know when it was made. It was very good. There are really good horror movies out there, and The Substance deserved it. Celebrities have been dying. It's very depressing. Michelle Trachtenberg. As a 90s kid and a millennial, we love Michelle Trachtenberg. She was our childhood. She was Harriet the Spy. I really know her from Harriet the Spy. I was not a big Trachtenberg head. I didn't pay too much attention to her. My fiance has been sick, and yesterday she put on The Ice Princess, so I got to see some of The Ice Princess. Very fun movie. Michelle Trachtenberg, Kim Cattrall, sign me up. She was in Gossip Girl. I didn't pay attention to Gossip Girl. Wasn't my thing. You know, I'm gay. But I do love her line in Gossip Girl that's been used forever as a sound meme on TikTok. Well, you can tell Jesus that the bitch is back. Great. Love it. Very sad that Michelle Trachtenberg died. Don't know what she died from. Don't really care. That's private. I'm not somebody that needs to know how somebody ceased to exist. I think it's a little morbid, and I don't really care. And unless it's somebody I was like a super fan of, but for the most part, I just think, why? So you can just put them in a death box and be like, and that's how they went. I will say, I'm not trying to disparage Michelle Trachtenberg. These are observations I'm making. So don't get mad at me, for this is simply an observation. When I went to her Instagram, and it could be anything. It could be sickness. It could be drug addiction. Who knows? But I will say that some of the posts that Michelle Trachtenberg was posting clearly on her own, pictures of her in a car looking like a little sultry with a kind of unhinged caption, like she would have like red hair and she would be like ready for the weekend with four emojis. And I have to say that it kind of gave off drug addict, like hometown girl drug addict energy. You know, like the drug addict in your hometown that is like in their 30s now or late 20s and posts on Instagram or Facebook, mostly Facebook, with like, you know, they're clearly hurting inside, but they're always like very positive on the outside. Their captions are always cute. Can't hold this girl down. Can't hold this girl down. I can't even get the intonation right. But and always kind of a weird selfie where they don't look the best. That's kind of the energy I was getting from her post, but I'm not saying that it was drugs. It's just that's what I observed. I'm like, this reminds me of every woman I know that's still in a hometown somewhere that's still battling a drug addiction, which fucking sucks. Maybe she wasn't. I don't really care. It's sad all the way around that she has passed, whatever it was, if she was ill. I will say, though, Rosie O'Donnell, she's always spilling the tea. I don't think she means to either. I think she's just like a 60-ish year old woman who doesn't understand that like what she says will really like. Okay, Rose, everybody was posting like, I'm whispering because if Rosie's listening, everyone was posting like RIP Michelle Trachtenberg posts, of course, as they should. And then Rosie posted one because Rosie was in Harriet the Spy, obviously. Rosie posted one being like, something like, so sorry to hear about the news. I'm thinking of your mother and your sister. Michelle was always so sweet. And then at the end she goes, I know she'd been struggling for the last several years. Rosie, you're giving it away. That is such addiction-coded wording. I mean, maybe you could say Rosie was saying that she was struggling with her health, but I don't know. When somebody passes from like a disease or a sickness, you don't go, yeah, they were really struggling the past few years. You go, yeah, they were really sick or, something like that. You don't call like somebody who passes from cancer like as having struggled for the past year. I don't know. I don't see that. You see that verbiage when somebody is struggling with addiction or struggling with some kind of issue. I know that RIP, they've been struggling for the past year or mental health issues, something like that. So I saw that when Rosie posted that and I was like, girl, you done said too much. You said too much. You didn't have to say that part. Because the whole message was very sweet. Rosie's the best. I love her so much. I can't wait to meet her one day. I'm manifesting that I'll meet Rosie. I love Rosie. But I just thought maybe you could have left that last part out, Rose. And I don't think she meant anything awful by it. I think it was a heartfelt message. And she didn't realize that by saying that, maybe she was inferring some things or implying some things. I don't know the difference between those two words. I'm dumb. But listen to this. Michelle Trachtenberg wrote a screenplay before her death, and now there is interest from major studios. Isn't that the fucking way it goes? Michelle Trachtenberg was on the verge of closing a deal for a screenplay that she had been shopping for years before her death. I bet any money she was not on the verge of closing a deal. I bet she had been shopping the screenplay around for years and nobody was giving her the time of day because we don't make movies anymore. If there's not a fucking Marvel superhero or a trans musical going on, we're not going to make the fucking movie. I bet they're just saying that she was on the verge so that it doesn't sound as bad. But the screenplay was called Toy Monster, based on the book of the same name. They'd been close to landing studio support. I doubt it. I doubt she was shopping this round and people were like, no, fuck off. No, we don't have a budget for that. No, fuck off. We're not making anything right now. If you're not AI, we don't care. And she passes away, and now all the studios are like, hey, about that screenplay that she was writing, this would be a good time to cash in on her death. Don't you think? People are really going to want to watch a Michelle. She's beloved, apparently. We didn't know this. 90s kids, millennials, they love her. Harriet the Spy? You know what we should do? We're doing a biopic about Harriet Tubman. Why don't we call it Harriet the Tubman? Give it a little for the 90s kids, huh? It just goes to show that the industry's grimy. You know, it seems like people have major interest in it now because there's a tragic story behind it and it'll be easier to sell. Hey, if that's just business, baby, if that's what you're saying as I'm talking about this, that's just business, Heather. Fuck off. You're evil. I don't care if that's just business. That's gross. And again, if you are a struggling screenwriter out there listening to this, hey, just know, if you die, you have a better chance of selling your screenplay. It's never going to get made while you're alive, okay? You just got to die. And then maybe you'll have a shot. But while your heart's still beating, baby, that screenplay is going to be sitting in your drawer. Sitting in your desk like that Casey Anthony picture I discovered, baby. You got to die to sell that thing, okay? Don't give up on your dreams. Gene Hackman was found dead. This is dark. If you're a big Hack Attack fan, I don't know. I gave him that nickname. This gets a little dark, so just trigger warning for people who like guns. I don't know. Trigger warning to me always sounds like that's just warning somebody you have a gun. All right. Gene Hackman died. First of all, he's 95. Like, he had a great life. You know what I mean? His wife, Betsy, was 65. It's crazy that they're 30 years apart because by the time you're in your 60s and 90s, it doesn't feel like that big of an age gap. But like, yeah, when she was 30, he was 60. When she was 20, he was 50. That took me way too long. Official results of the autopsies from Gene Hackman and Betsy's death are still pending. But Hackman and his wife tested negative for carbon monoxide poisoning. And that was reported by the Santa Fe County Sheriff, Adam Mendoza. So that's coming straight from the sheriff's office. There were no signs of blunt force trauma, and there were no signs of carbon monoxide poisoning, which is very interesting because their dog was also found dead. So that's why I immediately thought carbon monoxide, it just wipes people out. But here's where it gets really shitty. Ready? Hackman's pacemaker recorded its last event on February 17th, which was 9 days before the bodies were found. The sheriff said it's possible that was Hackman's last day of life. That's fucking crazy. A search warrant issued the day. What's his wife's name? Betsy. A search warrant issued the day Betsy and Hackman's bodies were found says they showed signs of decomposition, bloating in the face, and mummification of hands and feet. God damn, they've been dead for probably 9 days. At least 9 days. One of Hackman and Betsy's dogs was found dead in a closet of the bathroom where her body was discovered. The dog was in a kennel or a crate, so that could be starvation. You know, if both owners die and the dog's in a kennel, you know. Betsy was found in the bathroom near the front door of the home. The door to the bathroom was opened. She was on the ground wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. An opened orange prescription bottle and scattered pills were seen on a countertop near her. That is so interesting. That's just so interesting. No immediate signs of foul play. No signs of carbon monoxide leak. That's just so interesting. I don't know what it was. Do you think that Gene Hackman passed away and then she found him and was freaked out and was like, I can't, there's no way, and took her own life? And the dog just died because nobody was taking care of him or her? That would be my first guess. Or she took her life first and he, you know, he's 95. Got, you know, in your 95, you just can die. You can just stop working. Your heart, it's amazing that our heart beats all the fucking time since birth or before. I don't fucking know. What do those people who hate abortion say? Conception begins at cum? I don't know. That's crazy. So it could be either or. Like, he could have died. She found him and she was like, fuck this, I can't do this, and killed herself, which seems a little far-fetched. She's 65 years old. She has a lot to live for. Or she took her life. He saw it and he couldn't survive on his, I don't know. I mean, this is all very, look what I'm doing. I just said, I don't care how people die. And now I'm like, how did Gene Hackman die? This is fun. This is a fun one. This is a good old fashioned murder mystery. Michelle Trachtenberg dying, you know, tragically at 39 is not fun. When you have a 95 year old dying and a 65 year old wife and a dog, it's a little fun. What's my favorite murder doing? Do they still talk about murder? Get him on the case. Get somebody on this case. It's kind of fun. It's not fun that they're dead, but I don't really feel bad for any 95-year-old that dies. I'm sorry. I just don't. You've lived long enough, bitch. You have lived, girl. It's okay. It's your time. All right, Lucy Brown, we love him so much. Shout out to Lucy Brown. Let's get into it. You know Lucy, you know their coffee. If you have the coffee subscription, you get it. I love the coffee subscription so much, I get it. I'm signed up, baby. I've been signed up for more than a year. I'm a fan of Lucy Brown coffee subscription. Every month they send me a new bag of coffee, and I like it whole beans. They send whole beans straight to my door from a different roaster that I never heard before. I get to try brand new coffee. It's always fucking good. It's always the kind of coffee I like, which is dark roast. If you like medium, if you like light, you can put that in as your preference when you set up your subscription. I like dark roast, baby. It's fantastic. I like my coffee like I like my jokes, you know? Black. No, dark. Get the Lucy Brown coffee subscription. It's very affordable. It all starts at about $20 a month. It lasts you for the month, depending on how much coffee you're guzzling down. And you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to go to the fucking grocery store and shop the coffee aisle of all the bullshit, over-manufactured bullshit coffee. Starbucks, Dunkin'. I'm not saying this coffee's not good, maybe if you're in the coffee shop, but like, no. It's mass-produced. It's bad. It's in some giant warehouse factory. No. The Lucy Brown coffee subscriptions come from small, curated coffee roasters who give a fuck about the coffee. And you can tell in the taste. All you got to do is visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. And if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Thank you so much, Lucy Brown, for sponsoring this show. We love you so much. You know, you are infinitely better than Casey Anthony. Isn't that a great compliment? Thank you, Lucy Brown.
My home down payment would be $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment is zero. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
What else is going on? Katy Perry is going to space. Didn't I tell you this is going to be a fun episode? Katy Perry is getting the fuck out of here. Katy Perry is going to space, guys. This is not too bad. I don't hate Katy Perry. It's an odd choice. Listen to this. Katy Perry and Gayle King, Oprah's girlfriend, longtime girlfriend of Oprah, Gayle King. You may also know her as the co-host of CBS Mornings, but I know her as the woman who eats out Oprah every morning. Katy Perry, Gayle King, and some others. Who else? Former NASA engineer Aisha Bowe, research scientist Amanda Nguyen, film producer Carrie Ann Flynn, and Lauren Sanchez, who is the fiance of Jeff Bezos. All these women are actually going to be doing an upcoming flight on the next Blue Origin space flight that will launch this spring. All female crew. It's apparently not a big deal. It's not like they're going to the moon, okay? It's an 11-minute flight past the Kármán line. I don't know what the fuck that means. Oh, it's the internationally recognized boundary of space. Okay. It's only an 11-minute flight on Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos, like, tourist space travel bullshit. I love that he has so much money, and this is what he does with it. Children are so hungry every day. They show up to lunch, and there's nothing for them. And we as a society just think it's okay to not give them anything. Isn't that awesome? Goddamn. It's an 11-minute flight. What sets this launch apart is that it will mark the first time in 62 years that women have traveled to space without a man on board. Jesus fucking Christ. The last time that happened was in 1963. Jesus Christ, the patriarchy. But Jeff Bezos said, no, 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 we're going to do an all-women crew. And also, can my girlfriend go on? And I'm getting really sick of her. She's kind of becoming a really big bitch. I need a break. I want to cheat. Lauren, why don't you go up to space, honey? Oh yeah, just go for 11 minutes. That's all I need. I'm 2 minutes in and out, then I'm done. Pump and dump them, baby. That's how I cheat. Can you just hop on an 11-minute flight, Lauren? Lauren, baby, please. Get the fuck out of my face. Why don't you go on that flight with, what will it take you to get out of the house, Lauren? This is how I imagine Jeff talking to his girlfriend, Lauren. Hey, Lauren, what will it take to get you out of the house? A flight? Okay, I can make that happen. Who would have to be on the flight? Katy Perry? Okay. And Gayle King? All right. You know what? You got yourself a fucking deal. If I can get Katy Perry and Gayle King on a flight with you out to space, you'll leave me the fuck alone so I can cheat? Perfect. That's exactly how it went. That's the only reason that Gayle King and Katy Perry are on this fucking flight. I'm so surprised that they have agreed to this. Gayle King doesn't seem like she would ever agree to a space flight. Gayle King seems like she kind of is a nervous driver. You know what I mean? When somebody's going a little too fast in front of her, she's like, whoa, big boy, slow down. I can just see her saying that. It's crazy to think that she's going to sit, even if it's an 11-minute flight, shit goes wrong. Do we not remember Challenger? Shit goes wrong. Is this all just a ploy to kill Katy Perry? What are we doing? I hope that everyone is obviously safe. I would take no glee in, you know, watching Katy Perry. You know, if she does die, though, they're going to play the video footage over and over. And you know what music they're going to put on behind. Because baby, you're a firework. Over and over. That's all you're going to... You're just going to see TikTok edits of Katy Perry's body blowing up. Because baby, you're a firework. Oh, Oprah can't lose her lover. I'm sure it'll be a very safe flight. Did you know, by the way, that Sally Ride, was she the one that died? No, she was fine. I forget the woman who died in space, but it's the Challenger lady. The Challenger, God, my upstate New York accent. Challenger flight woman. What was her name? Was it not the Challenger? Krista McAuliffe? Yeah. She was a teacher. Krista McAuliffe. Yeah. She died on the Challenger. Anyways, I don't know if you know this story. It's very funny. Just sidebar. NASA was sending Sally Ride, an astronaut, up to space for a week on a mission in 1983. And NASA, the male engineers at NASA said, hey, Sally, you're going to be up there for a week. Do you think, should we pack you like 100 tampons? Not joking, by the way. They were being dead ass serious. These fucking nerdy engineer guys. Hey, Sally, we know you're going to fly for a week. So what do you think? Like 100 tampons will do you good? And Sally had to be like, no, I don't need any. That's not the right number. And then she's like, you could probably cut that in half. I mean, that's... And then NASA recommended sending it 100 tampons still just to be safe. Isn't that fucking crazy that like smart aeronautical engineers still cannot wrap their heads around how a period works? How many tampons you need for the day? Like 83? What? I love that story. It's so fucking funny. It's true. Look it up. Yeah. This is going to be a great, I don't know, feel-good story. It's very odd. I don't know why Katy Perry has agreed to it. I don't know why Gayle King has. Is there blackmail? Is Jeff Bezos paying them a shit ton of money? I bet they are. I bet that he is. I bet that, because, you know, Katy Perry, love her to death, kind of. Not really, but she's fine. I'm indifferent towards Miss Perry. She seems like a greedy, greedy woman that will not do anything for money. And I can't, you know, I can imagine that Jeff Bezos came to her and said, you know, 100 mil, 50 mil, maybe just 20 mil. And she said, yes. Yes, I will get on a flight for 12 minutes and do this stupid thing. They don't need to be trained in space. Everything is operated through computers. So nobody needs to be, no one on the crew needs to be in control of anything. It's literally like being on an airplane. You know, you just sit in your seat and you just take off and land and you've done nothing but eat and shit and fart throughout the entire flight. That's basically what they're doing. You know, they're just trying to make space tourism a thing. And what better way to do it than to have Gayle King go up there for a second? You know, that'll do it. Why don't they send Casey Anthony up there? What are we doing? Send up Casey. I mean, Jesus Christ, who else could, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene? All the women that should be up there are too much of a fucking coward to do it. Marjorie Taylor Greene should be the first one up there. Caitlyn Jenner, send her up there. Come on, lady, you killed somebody with a car. The least you could do is go fly around. Pearl, do you guys know that woman Pearl who just repeats like really right-wing misogynistic bullshit about women? She like literally, she's the ugliest woman inside and out. She gets on and she's like, yeah, women shouldn't be allowed to vote. We're too like volatile emotionally. Pearl would also be like, I need 100 tampons if I'm going to go to space for a day. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. I think Pearl's a secret homosexual. We got to wrap this up soon. I just want you to know this. This is an alleged apparent story. Just for you, if you're a gay guy out there, you might like this. If you're a woman that's hot for Luigi Mangione. Apparently, allegedly, Luigi Mangione has made upwards of 20 highly stylized sex tapes before he was arrested. I doubt he was banging his way around before he was arrested. I still don't think he did it, but that's for another day. But apparently, there's about 20 videos of him having sex that he filmed himself. And they weren't just like grainy late night mistakes. It was like perfect lighting. He wanted to be watched. 20 videos of him fucking. Listen, I'm a gay woman, but I'd watch that shit. That guy's cute. Although, who is he fucking? If it's another guy, I'm out. I don't have time for that. Not because I think it's gross. It's just like, Luigi, do something for the women. I might watch it if it's Luigi with another man, to be honest. Probably more fun. Him just doing poppers and getting railed. I like that. That's fun. Fuck me like I'm a universal healthcare CEO. Yeah, Luigi, fuck me up. Fuck me up like I took away your healthcare. I could just see somebody saying that in the video. But yeah, he had posted on his ex page about having a pretty huge dick. In response to a post asking if anyone on the platform had a PhD. I mean, that's just a dumb joke. What are we doing? I hate this. When people dissect things that people are saying online as an obvious joke and then being like, apparently he said he's got a pretty huge dick. That's clearly a fucking joke response. Someone's like, hey, does anybody have a PhD? And Luigi's trying to be like, maybe he is a straight man with that kind of humor. He might be a straight man. Him being like, yeah, I got a pretty huge dick. Like, that's so basic joke. Jesus Christ. I hate everyone. Yeah. So that's out there. We'll see if that gets leaked at all. I don't have a personal interest in it, you know. Call me when Eileen Wuornos's tapes come out. I need to see that lady having some lesbian sex. All right, last story. Johnny Manziel's mom, Michelle. Michelle Manziel? Oh, Jesus, that's like Julia Guglia from Wedding Singer. Michelle Manziel? She had a DUI. God, this shit runs in the family. No wonder he's a fuck up. No wonder he's a fuck up. If you don't know Johnny Manziel, he was a college football player. I don't even know who he played for. I forget. It's some team where all the guys, you know, hit women. I don't remember. Oh, Texas A&M. He played for Texas A&M a while ago. Like, this is like, you know, Casey Anthony had just gotten free. Casey Anthony was just found innocent. He played at Texas A&M. He won a Heisman. He played in the NFL, but was a bust. He was a drunk. He was a drug user. He never worked hard in the NFL. He never showed up to practice. He didn't read his playbook. He's a quarterback. You should be on top of it. So he fizzled out in the NFL. He had a bunch of issues, alcoholism, and just not wanting to do anything. I think he's a rich kid. I think his parents are rich. So there's no incentive for him. It's not like he came from nothing and needed to make something of his name. He was always had a silver spoon in his mouth, so he had no work ethic. He once said he went on a $5 million bender. He says he's now sober. I don't know if that's true. I was watching a documentary with him and it didn't seem like he was sober, but what do I know? I don't know Johnny Manziel. I never want to. He's talked about his substance abuse issues, admitting he used OxyContin and cocaine every day for the 2015 NFL season, which brought his weight down around 40 pounds. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. How can you be an elite professional athlete and be on coke and oxy all the time? I don't know. Let's ask Aaron Rodgers. But his mother was just arrested for a DUI in San Antonio, which is a sad place to get arrested for a DWI. I was just in Texas. I'll tell you what, that is a sad place. Yeah, runs in the family. You know what I mean? She's been released. She'll be all right. She'll probably get it knocked down to a misdemeanor as long as she didn't hit something. It's just, it makes sense now, you know, with the DUIs, the DWIs run in that family, the alcoholism runs in that family. He really wasted such a great career, the promise and potential of a great career on just not doing anything. And now he's known as like one of the biggest busts. But I hope his mom gets some help, you know, in the days of Uber and Lyft, you gotta stop driving drunk. All right, that is our show. That was a wild one. That was a fun one. I'm not going to lie. Upcoming shows. I am in West Nyack tomorrow night. That's West Nyack, New York at Levity Live. Next weekend, I'm in Dallas, Texas. The following weekend, I'm in Tyler, Texas, doing a weekend there. In April, I am so busy in April. Please come to any of these shows. I'm in Baltimore, Long Island, on Caseville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun. Chicago, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New York City, Bridgeport, Connecticut, St. Louis, Boston, and Napa Valley Streamfest, and Flagstaff, Arizona. And then I'm in Phoenix, Los Angeles, Bristol, Tennessee, Westchester, PA, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and more to come. I think we're waiting on tickets for Nashville. Oh, Nashville has been added. Nashville, Tennessee has been added to my website, so tickets are on sale now for that show. We're also adding Colorado Springs, Batavia, Illinois, Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie has been added. That's also on my website. Sorry, guys. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Columbus, Ohio, and much, much more. Head to heathershawcomedy.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast with all of your beautiful words, such as queef or queefy queef, whatever you want. And join the Patreon. Support your local gay, me. Support a gay. $3 a month. Be part of the community. You get access to what's going on in my life behind the scenes. If you're into that kind of stuff, you little voyeur freak, I love you so much. Until next time, stay safe, stay gay. See ya.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.